Well, let's go to the city of Portland, Oregon now, which is taking heat for not doing enough to respond to a cold snap and a series of snow and ice storms over the past 3 weeks or so. Amelia Templeton is a reporter for Here Now contributor, Oregon Public Broadcasting. She's in Portland. And Amelia, wow, I mean, some schools closed for days. How bad has it been?
Well, you know, we had just yesterday a major interstate highway shut down for a while. We have parents going pretty nuts because their kids have been cooped up for, you know, 5 or 6 days in a row. It's been bad. Many of the streets have been clear. Many other streets have been totally impassable. On my block, a snowplow never arrived during the entirety of the storm.
Well, that's because we understand that Portland doesn't do some residential streets. Look, Portland's new mayor, Ted Wheeler, has only been in office since the new year. So welcome to Portland, Mr. Wheeler. But he held a press conference yesterday saying he was deeply humbled, apologized for his city's response. Let's listen.
We've experienced too many street closures. Schools have been closed day after day after day. Businesses have lost out on economic opportunity. And most importantly of all, people have died on our streets. And as I said earlier, that is an unacceptable outcome.
And Amelia, it's also so sad. These are homeless people?
Yes. 4 homeless people that we know of have died of hypothermia since the year began. Mm. 2 of those people were severely mentally ill, and it appears that they were sort of afraid of other people. Mm-hmm. One was a 29-year-old man who was found in the woods by the side of a road. Another was a 52-year-old woman who'd been recently evicted and whose family had been trying to sort of find her and take care of her, but they didn't know where she was. And she died of exposure in a parking garage. Mm-hmm. And then 2 additional men died, one on the street and another at a hospital after he was found hypothermic at a bus stop.
Well, then we also understand a baby was found. The medical people ruled the child had been stillborn with a homeless mom at a Portland bus stop. This is, still under investigation, but just terrible. Look, are there calls there to change? Portland only has 55 snowplows. They use a liquid de-icer instead of salt because of concerns about salt getting into the groundwater. Are people saying we have to amp it up a bit?
Yeah, I think the public is extremely frustrated with the city's response to the storm. You mentioned salt. You know, we have environmental concerns here. We have salmon that migrate through the city, and so we've been reluctant to use salt in the past. But yeah, our transportation commissioner has said he wants to revisit both the decision to not salt the streets and also whether in the future we need to really plow residential areas as well as the main thoroughfares.
Maybe buy some more snow plows. But we feel for you. Amelia Templeton of Oregon Public Broadcasting, thank you so much.
You're welcome.